This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Iranians voted for a new parliament on Friday in an election as seen as a test of the clerical establishment's legitimacy. Lucy Fielder from Reuters has more.
Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei casts his vote, the first to do so in all Iran. He has called it a religious duty. Iran's rulers need a high turnout to repair their legitimacy, damaged by the unrest, which is why Iranian activists and opposition groups are discouraging voters, distributing the hashtags #VoteNoVote and Election Circus widely on social media. Imprisoned Nobel Peace Prize laureate Narges Mohammadi, a women's rights advocate, has called the election a sham. Hardliners have dominated Iran's parliament for more than two decades. It wields little influence, since Khamenei determines issues like foreign policy and the row with the West.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. The families of hostages held in Gaza and their supporters on Friday continued their four-day march from southern Israel to Jerusalem to demand their loved ones be set free. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has this report.
The four-day march ends Saturday near the official residence of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The protesters marched while holding banners and posters showing pictures of the hostages. This is Benny Gantz, member of Israel's war cabinet. We are with you all the time, not only this morning, but every day, all day, and in everywhere that we are, whether it's during field visits or during cabinet meetings or army visits, and all what is need to be done in order to promote the goal to bring the hostages back. Some 130 hostages remain, and Israel says about a quarter of them are dead. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24/7.